The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 255. I am your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I am joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
How you doing, internet? How you doing?
And Mr. Brian Monjoma.
I'm thinking that the subtitle for the Joker film would be Man Who Runs. He runs a lot in that film.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, gotta run from the incels, right? Oh man. Anyway, people, we're back with another one. You already know. Yeah. By the way, if you guys have any questions for us, ask them now, because we didn't get a lot this week. Even though a lot happened in gaming world this week, not a lot of questions. So the lines are open, as we say. But before that, I do want to quickly address something. We got hit up by Max Power. Yes, that's his name. His name again is Max Power.
All right.
He wanted to know, and I guess, Carlos, this is more of a question for you since you handle this. Why don't we have timestamps on the episodes anymore? There's a very specific reason for this. I could explain it, but I'll be flubbing it. So I'll let Carlos handle that because he used to know the technical side of it.
Yeah, so ever since we moved from YouTube to strictly doing Twitch, we don't have the ability to look at what time the video is at when we go live. So when we used to do the shows on YouTube, I used to just be able to pull up the times whenever we started a new topic. But now that we don't have that, it's kind of harder to just go back to the whole video and relook everything. Back then, I just got those timestamps and did like a little standard deviation, because it's never correct times, but it gave me like an approximation of when we actually did the topics. But not on Twitch, it's kind of harder. So it just take a long time just to do timestamps, like pretty much rewatch the whole video for the most part.
Yeah, and we ain't got time for that. And then also couple of fact that on YouTube, the video is usually about like 5 to 8 minutes shorter than the one on Twitch because I cut the intro out. So that'll mess up the timestamps too. And yeah, Carlos ain't got that kind of time. I ain't got that kind of time. So, you know, we apologize for that, but you know, it is what it is, man. We this ain't a paid gig. You know what I'm saying? It does suck, but that's just how it is, man. You know, so, you know, just bear with it, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, if we can figure out a way that it'll make it simplify it for us, then maybe we can do that. But
also, if you guys feel like, also, if you want to also help us out with this, you know, if you're watching on YouTube, also, you know, just toss the time, you know, the timestamps for some of the things on there as well. And we'll put them into the description to help everybody else.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because like every time I watch like a live concert on YouTube, there's always that one guy that always puts the timestamps. So if you guys want to do that, we're not going to stop you. Feel free to, you know.
Those of us watching YouTube, you know, when you see, you know, there's a, like maybe a topic that you wanted to do or, you know, something like that, just toss it in there and we'll, you know, look it through really quick and then just put it on there just to help everybody out.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's a YouTube comment, right?
Like, for example, let's just say watching an Iron Maiden concert, right? Usually, and it's usually always the first guy too. Like, he'll have every song that was played on there with a timestamp. You know, it's just a comment. It's just a regular commenter, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying like the person who asked about the timestamps.
Yeah, he's a YouTube commenter. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know, people on Twitch don't really go through the same thing.
Nah.
So it's
Twitch is a different beast. They don't really rewatch shit. They watch us live. You know.
Yeah. Different, but I can understand why someone from YouTube would ask that question.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, that's why definitely. I like cut the intro out, because we got complaints about that. Like, it makes sense. YouTube, you want to start right away. You know, you can't wait. You got to just jump in there. You know?
Yeah. So yeah, we got. It's not really an intro. It's more of a wait thing.
Like, yeah, the wait thing. Yeah. Yeah, we have that going, but I always cut that out because, again, nobody on YouTube wants to wait like scroll through 8 minutes trying to figure out exactly where the episode starts. You know, mm-hmm. Got to get right in there. What's going on, people? Once again, we are taking questions. Glorious War, I see you there, brother. If you got two questions for us, please let them in there, throw them in there now because we didn't get a lot this week. All right, starting up, Mr. Damian. And you guys will understand why he's asking this question.
Sure.
Damian,
there's usually something in the news or something that we've said that kind of triggers a certain type of question.
Yeah. All right. So he goes, if Sony announced that PlayStation Now gets Sony exclusives on day one, will you still buy a PlayStation 5 or will you play your PS exclusives on your PC? Very interesting. You know, you got to understand how PS Now works. PS Now is a exclusive streaming thing. You can't download the games. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, they actually did change some of that.
Did they?
Do download.
Ooh, yeah. All of them were.
I think it's just, no, it's like the PS2 and some PS3s.
Yeah, PS2s and PS2 games that have been put onto the console, you know, like been ported, those work. And also the ones that are, I think PlayStation 4 games do it. You know, most PlayStation 4 games kind of do it.
Oh, they let you download? But I'm gonna re-ask the question what he really wants to ask, right? He wants to say PS Now was comparable to Xbox Live, because, you know, you could play all your Xbox games on Xbox Live.
Game Pass.
If it was comparable to Game Pass, would you buy a PlayStation 5 or would you just play all the exclusives on PC? Again, he's trying to go for the guys, and he's saying, I know he's talking about me specifically because I always said I'm not buying an Xbox. I'm just going to play the games on PC. Now, so I'm going to just go with me first. Now, here's the thing. I don't mind playing Xbox games on PC because I'm just being real right now. How many Xbox exclusives do I play per year? Two of them, three max. You know, so even though I have to go through a lot of shit to play a PC game, it's okay if I only do it a couple times a year. PlayStation 5, I'm going to be playing that shit constantly, so I want it to be easily available to me. But with that said, I would probably start double dipping, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would buy a PlayStation 5 game just to, like, play on the console, you know, just for my own enjoyment, but then have the nice PC version of it too, you know? So I'd probably be double dipping, but it would be easier for me to play it on a console. But again, the only reason, like, let's just say I was a hardcore Xbox guy, right? If I was a hardcore Xbox guy, I probably wouldn't play a lot of Xbox games on PC because it would be easier for me to play on the console if I'm doing it constantly. But since I only do it two or three times a year, it's okay to play it on PC every once in a while. You know, because PC gaming, like we talked about before, at least for me, it's not as simple as turning on a console. There's a bunch of other shit I need to do just to get it to work on my TV. And I know there's guys going to be like, oh, Tony, just play it on your PC. I'm not playing that shit on my fucking little monitor. I'm going to play it on my screen. You know what I'm saying? Like in front of, you know, where I always am. I'm done with my answer. Go ahead. What would you say, man?
So I would have two answers, and one that will please Damian and one that won't.
Uh-oh.
So the one that would please him is I play all my PlayStation exclusive games on PC. I would have no really super motivation to try to get a console. So I play all my Xbox games on PC. I play all my PlayStation games on PC. If all things were equal, you know, you can download the game, you can install it on your PC and you can play it. If it's no streaming, no, forget about it.
Yeah.
But the part that might not, you know, tickle his fancy is I'd probably still buy a PS5 because I would want, you know, a Blu-ray player on another room. You know, so it's like I'd still probably play the PlayStation 5 so I can have it in another room so I can play it there. So I wouldn't have to buy two PCs and, you know, so, yeah, that's my answer. And then he'll probably ask, well, why won't you get an Xbox on for the other room? And the answer is because they haven't shown enough for me to want to buy another Xbox.
There you go. Brian, get
so
in
here. So you probably won't like any of those answers.
Yeah, he won't like them. Yeah, Brian, what do you say, man?
Why not, really? Like, again, if I can get rid of less machines in the house, then why not? So, yeah, I would. But I would not get a PS5.
You're not getting a PS5, period, though, right?
I probably am, just to play PS4 games at a decent frame rate. So that's probably why.
Yeah.
And that's the scary part. It's like the PC guys getting the PS5 just to play the PS4 games like well, because the PS4 can't play PS4 games well. I'm sorry, but it can't. It's fucking slugging along. Yeah, I probably would not do that just because, like, hey, why should I? If I have a machine that can play the games better, then why not?
Yeah.
That's my thing.
By the way, shout out to Tennessee Sooner, who is now following us on Twitch, which is interesting because he's always in the chat room on the Discord. You know, shout out to Tennessee Sooner, man. All right, let's go down to, like, Chris, I'm going to go to you next, even though you're not that much of a PC gamer. What would you do?
Oh, yeah, you know me, man. I'm getting PS5, so I need to be comfortable when I'm gaming. Like, I need to be away. I work on the computer. I'm like Manny and stuff. I'm on this thing all the time, like coding and shit. Yeah. I just want to be in my living room, on my couch, comfortable, on my TV playing it. So, yeah, no, that I'm console 100%.
Right. Adam.
Yeah, I guess I'll just stick with a console. I mean, I thought it was the original question. Is if we would get a PS5 if it had that service like Game Pass. No,
he wants to know, would you just get your, if you had the same service, would you instead just play your PS5 games on PC?
Oh, if it had the same thing. No, man, PC's just boring. It's just an isolating feeling, something about it. It's really the ecosystem that I go for the console experience. Because, yeah, my PC could play games. Your PC could play games. Besides all the other issues with drivers and things not working, and I've had that happen recently where they say, give me a game code to try something.
Emails right me. Now,
yeah, and emails and stuff. So it's like, what's the point? I was like, I'll just do everything on the console, and yeah, I pretty much would do it because that's the thing. I could do it now. I could play those Game Pass games now. I think I played only Forza Horizon 3. I did that on a PC, but that was it. That's the only time I ever used that end of the service features, because I do everything on the control, the Xbox. I have the Xbox here. It's just a different input for me. So it's not a big deal. I just stick with the console.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Tennessee Sooner said he was the walk before, but his account got hacked. Those motherfuckers, man.
Really?
Oh, okay. Well, that thank sucks. You for joining us. Yeah. Manny, we already know your answer. You're getting the console. You're not playing on OPC.
Yeah, I'm not going to bother with any sort of my PC. My PC? I'm not the type of person that upgrades his PC every, you know, it probably takes me about 10 years to update my PC, to be honest, you know.
We tried to get you. I sent you a video card. You wound up getting another video card from Tony, remember?
Yeah, I used your video card, and I also used Tony's one. So it's usually portions of it that I upgrade. You know, like maybe the memory, or you'll toss a video card. I don't think I can go any higher on a video card on there because I think Tony's one is probably the highest one I could probably throw in there. But Chris said, for me it's the same thing. It's like, I'd much rather be in the living room than close to this thing. Even PC gaming in general is incredibly difficult. Like, I've had games I bought games on here like Republic and a few other ones that I have, but I've never played them far enough. I'm just like, I don't want to be at my desk and playing anything. And now you ask like, oh, hey, why don't you get another PC that you can sit underneath your television and do it that way? But then again, that defeats the purpose of a console. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Literally a thing, a box that's double the amount of a console that's sitting underneath my TV. So I don't know. And it's not a work computer. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I can justify making that sort of like a higher investment on a PC because I know I can actually, I'm mostly using it.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. G Megaforce 1-2-3. I don't know if we got asked this question before, but have you ever had to stop playing a game because of motion sickness?
No, I've never actually had that. Yeah, but
me either.
We don't play VR games.
Yes. Well, no. I mean, back in the day, when 3D cameras were done, there were a lot of people that would get motion sickness from cameras that had a third person view.
Manny, remember
Chris, that game you played?
Yeah, our friend Evil Chris could not play first person shooters because they made him dizzy.
Mm-hmm. There was one that Manny used to love playing that caused a lot of sickness. It was the one with the chick that flips upside down and sticks to walls. Gravity Rush got a lot of
people. Yeah, but we're talking about us personally. Like, Adam, have you ever had a game make you get motion sickness?
No, but I thought I caught a seizure from playing Saints Row. Yeah, I was playing Saints Row, and it did the time day type of changeover, and I was going up a hill just driving. It was at night, and then the sun started coming up, and this glaring bright light came in, and my head started shaking and shit. I'm like, oh. And I was like, yo, is this happening? Because you always see those warnings, you know? And I'm like, am I actually having a seizure? And everything went white, and I just laid there for a while. And eventually it faded back, and I was okay. But fucking weird experience. Saints Row, first one, Xbox 360.
Yeah.
When I got a PSVR, I couldn't play a game for more than like 40 minutes because it just, you know, I'll just get sick. Well, not sick, but like my eyes would just start fucking feeling all messed up, and I'm like, yo man, I gotta get out of this thing.
Isn't it crossing your eyes? Isn't that the whole thing? Like, it's to get the VR, aren't you like crossing your eyes to see?
Well, the issue with me is because like you have to calibrate it, right? Because like, bless you.
Yeah, thank you, man. Yeah, I can. You imagine if I would let that shit on air? All right, go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, like you have to recalibrate it, and then like, oh, it's like, God, it just didn't really feel right for after a while, and I'm like, yeah, I got to stop playing this shit. So yeah, that was it for me.
Did you sell it? Or you still have it?
I still have it. I tried to sell it. Nobody wanted to pay me.
Dang.
I got it the day it came out, man. I fucking biggest regret of my life.
Maybe Brett will buy it.
For you. Right. Well, he has one.
He needs two now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but this is the. The original one is the shitty one. It got better after time.
Did it? I mean, until it gets wireless and you don't have all those cords and you can just put the shit on and go into the zone. I feel like it's all shitty still.
Yeah, well, it sold 3 million, so, you know, it didn't.
That's still not enough.
It's more than Sony expected. It's so more than Sony expected.
Yeah, but that's still, I mean, you know, think how many PS4 units did they sell this year? Was 100 million?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But again, that's not even 1%.
No, you're right. But again, it sold a lot more than Sony even expected. So they consider it a hit, you know? That's why they're still putting games for it, unlike our Vita, which didn't get shit, you know?
Man.
Yeah. All right, Chris, have you ever gotten motion sickness?
No. I never have. The worst problem I ever had was I got drunk playing the original Need for Speed, and I fell out of my chair leaning with the car because I thought I was literally driving.
Damn.
No, I've never had a problem. You know, like all those warnings. Like even like old school Atari used to flash and buzz and shit. I never had a problem with it.
Yeah. Brian.
No, never had motion sickness at all. Again, I play racing games, first person, cockpit view, play Elite Dangerous. Nada. I'm good. Iron stomach.
I've never had it before, and I'm gonna, you know, because again, I've got to make up for time. Little story for you guys, right? I remember the first time I really, really played a VR game was at this event, right? Where Hip Hop Gamer was there. You know, it was fucking crazy. And I remember everybody was playing. You know, we had to take turns. Everybody was playing this game, and they were all getting fucking dizzy. It was called the game was called The Drift. It's pretty much what's that Sandra Bullock space movie again?
Gravity.
Yeah,
it's made by the former Microsoft guy.
Yeah, by Mr. Hashtag Deal With It. So everybody was getting fucking dizzy, you know, and I'm thinking like, oh shit, I'm going to be dizzy. I'm going to tell you right now, I was disappointed. I was the only motherfucker who didn't get dizzy. Even Dana was there. She got dizzy too. I put the shit on. I'm like, what the fuck's this ain't no big deal, you know? Remember, I'm like literally like spinning around and shit because it's a gravity type of game, you know, like the whole world's spinning around me. So I figured like I'll be dizzy. Like, meh, no, not really. As long as I kept my like my eyes to my feet because it was one of those FPS games where you could see your character's limbs. So I'm like, this is cool. Which I guess lets me know if I ever go to space, I'll be all right. You know, I'm like, whatever, you know. So nope, never got dizzy. Never happened. No motion sickness, none of that stuff, you know. But then again, I think my eyes just work a little weird because, Manny, you know those magic eyes things? I could never get those things to work for me. Never get those things to work for me. Like, oh, stare at it. Like, a picture will appear. I'm like,
optical illusion.
Yeah, I'm like,
you can't actually stare at it. It's more like what happens is that
Yeah.
It's actually sort of crossing your eyes a little bit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I remember, like, you know, people like, hey, check this out. Yeah, it's like, hey, check this out. It's like, just keep staring at it. Something happened. Oh, shit, I see it. I'm like, I don't see nothing. You know? Whatever. All right. Where the fuck are we?
Just a quick note. Go ahead, brother. Glorious War is asking questions in the comments.
All right. Yeah.
So, yeah, for me on this, on that.
Go ahead, man. Never had
any sort of Disney-ness. I've gotten sick from very violent sort of things, like in movies and stuff, but it's only happened like twice in my life, and that's about it. I've never had anything like that, but any sort of Disney-ness from like VR or games.
Now with movies, that's never happened to me either, like sickness or whatever. Maybe there probably was like a movie or two where like something super violent happened and you feel your fucking nuts go into your body. Like, that's about it. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's like, oh, fuck. You know, but that's about it. It's like, shit, you know? Although I've really had those when I've seen those Faces of Death movies where it's real shit. I'm like, fuck. You know, motherfuckers chopping dicks off and shit. Like, damn. Oh, man. All right. Moving on. Where the fuck are we? Okay. Konami, you crazy. Why is this question specifically for Chris? Okay. Konami brings back Silent Hill as a slot machine. On a scale of 1 to 10, Chris, how mad are you?
Oh,
Yeah,
I mean, this is, it's not surprising anymore. I mean, how many pachinko machines have they made? And it's just, oh, fuck them, man. Like, they fucked up so many things. Like, I thought that with what they were doing now with Contra and Castlevania, they were trying to get back into gamers' graces, sort of, like, saying, hey, we didn't forget you guys here, we're going to try. No, they're just doing whatever they want to make money. Like, I can't be mad about that shit anymore. I just don't care. Like, they're dead to me. Fuck it. I'll never get a Metal Gear again. Not like it used to be. And then everyone else left. All the other creators left. Think about it. Igarashi left. He did Bloodstain on his own. Nobody cares about Takfuji, but he left. All of them. They're all gone. All the creators are gone. Well, who they have left? They know how to make slot machines. Fuck them.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I think also to know about the slot machine business, at least in Japan, it's actually, they're kind of cracking down on that sort of stuff now.
I heard about that, yeah.
And it may explain why Konami is starting to make more video games again, because it's literally affected their business as far as slot machines and things like that, but who knows.
Interesting. All right. I mean, all of us will be mad, let's just be honest.
I mean, the thing about it is that, like, the funny thing about those dumb patchy slot things, we're never really, the only reason why we see it is because the world is connected.
Yeah.
But
they're not for us.
Under normal circumstances, that's a thing that's never appeared here in the United States. Like, they've never pulled out, if they would ever really put an American market, like, slot machine or one of those things out there, it'd be probably even worse. Because nobody, I feel like Japan is more accepting of stupid like tie-in things than the American than the Western world.
Yeah.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, look at the trains over there. Like trains over there have like, there's Evangelion trains. There's all kinds of goofy shit that they put, like Go-Go 13. I saw on a friggin' what was it? What are those things? Sardines.
I can get sardines on one of those. Wait, there's a vending machine?
Yeah, Go-Go 13.
You can get everything in Japan.
You know, they put. There's nothing that is sacred to put things on.
They utilize their IPs to the fullest.
Exactly. You'll find all kinds of goofy stuff that they'll put it on. So a slot machine with a Metal Gear or a slot machine with a Contra on it makes perfect sense in Japan world.
Yeah. I can understand where G Mega Force is coming from, because, well, we could have gotten a Silent Hills made by Hideo Kojima, and now you're getting a slot machine. So I can understand where he's mad. And believe me, I'm hugely disappointed, but I can't get angry at Konami anymore. They're not the same company they were. Like, they're just dead to me. So they got a lot to prove, and they're not doing it. They don't care.
I think it's just like, you know, there. I don't know what's going, what's going on with all that stuff. And it's just like, and then at the same time, it's like, it's hard enough making games anyway. And it's like, what are we doing? You know? So, yeah.
Yo, man, by the way, next time I go to Japan, I gotta hit up the pachinko machines because that shit looks fun.
Yeah, then you'll be there all night. Yo,
yeah.
I hear pachinko parlors are fucking nasty.
Oh, hell yeah. They smell like fucking smoke. They're like, worse than the casinos.
It's worse. It's because, like, single people, you know, like unlike real slot machines, they're just like arcades. So, in other words, some skeevy motherfucker can own a pachinko machine. And the thing about it is, because of its addictive nature, they can make so much money off of those stupid games.
Isn't it just a bunch of balls that fall down and you got to keep scooping it up and pouring the balls in?
That's the problem. It is a total game of chance. It is a total game of chance.
Okay.
How do you win?
How do you win? It's like the more of the balls that you get. At the end, you essentially bring those in, and then you get a prize or something like that.
All right.
Yo, just the way you asked that shit was hilarious. Isn't it just a bunch of balls that drop?
That's it. I remember one time I saw some special about like the addiction, and they were talking about they have them in areas that are almost like a casino environment. People will come by selling cigarettes and drinks, you know, like a waitress, and you can buy.
It's exactly like a casino environment, except more like. Nerdy.
They said that's the thing. They said kids are in the area though because it's also in an arcade.
I didn't see kids on the ones that I went to, but I don't know. I need to look that up. But yeah, man. Like Manny said, they're kind of nasty. Like yeah, some of them, yo, they're smaller than casinos. Casinos at least are more like open areas. Those are confined into like. Small spaces, so like in all everyone's smoking, so you man you get fucking second, third, fourth, and fifth hand smoke from that shit, man.
And I don't think they use filtered ones. I think everything is done.
Yo, you go in there, you get fucking cancer and shit, you know.
Shit,
fuck.
Yo, man, but would it be worth it though?
I don't know. No, probably not. Fucking fuck out of here, man. Not killing myself with some fucking balls, you know.
And then being a foreigner in there, that's probably even worse. They probably got money.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason. That's not the exact reason, but we went to a pachinko place, right? And I want to try it, but then I just felt weird being a fucking foreigner because everyone there is an old Japanese guy, and I'm like. So I just walked past everyone and just looked because I didn't even know what to do. I looked at the machines and I'm like, I don't know what the hell any of this means.
Yeah, right. It's just a bunch of crazy Japanese shit.
Yeah. So it's like, shit.
Did you see any games that are usually just console games here, but in arcade form over there? Because I know they have a lot of them where they're like, oh, shit, arcade machine.
Super Mario Bros. We were talking about that earlier. They have Super Mario Bros. In the arcade.
The
NES version, yeah.
Well, actually, they actually did have that here in the
States. Yeah, I remember that one.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But one I did see here, just to connect it, that was a Mario Kart. I played that in an arcade out here a few months ago. I was surprised. I was like, I didn't even know they made an arcade version. It's like a two-seater, and you sit inside, and you know, you're racing around playing, you know, Mario Kart.
Yeah, like the other games that I saw were like typical Street Fighter, Tekken, Dance Revolution, all of those things. But those are everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, not everywhere, but they exist, you know, here.
Did you go into any of the Capcom exclusive arcades?
I went to, I don't know if it was a Capcom exclusive one. I went to a Sega arcade. I went to I went to a Capcom cafe.
Maybe that's it. I just saw one. It was in a video I was watching, and he was like, oh, yeah, going to the Capcom arcade, and had a big sign that says Capcom, and you go in, and there's, like, a bunch of arcades. There's a bar thing in the back, but there's a bunch of, you know, machines.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's, they're all that's Capcom stuff. All right, there you go.
There's a bar in the front. Yeah, yeah. But it wasn't worth it, man. I bought I forgot what I bought, but it was fucking expensive, and it didn't taste good.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, there was the arcades are like on the ends, right? On the right and the left end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was on the sides. Yeah.
That's the one I went to. Let me see if I can pull up a video.
Excuse me.
Yo, man.
All right, let's move on. Glorious War in the House. Uh-oh, he's tying two things together here.
Uh-oh.
Carlos, you're not going to like the first part of this question.
Oh, no. Yeah.
He says My Hero Academia is not a good movie.
He goes, with the poor adaptation that was the Joker movie, what comic book story arc or story villain or whatever would make a good video game with 100% adaptation and no deviation? None of them. You can't do 100% adaptation of a comic book to any medium. Doesn't work. You can make something that's true to the spirit of it, right? Like, you know, I would argue that I was going to say the Arkham games, but the Arkham games, if you think about it, they're off too, but I would say they're more in the spirit of the Batman animated series, just more grown up. But you can't, here's the thing. I'm singling out nerds right now, right? You cannot have 100% adaptation of anything. You could have something that's true to the spirit of it, right? And that's always what you should go for. And that's the reason why comic book movies have been very successful in the last 20 years, because they try, at least the good ones, have been true to the spirit of it, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can't, it doesn't work like that. Like, imagine the Kree Skrull War as the video game. It wouldn't work, you know? The shit wouldn't work. Civil War wouldn't work. Nothing would work 100%. You need to adjust it for whatever medium it's in. So you can't do it, you know?
I mean, even like for stuff like, which, you know, like we're talking about anime for a couple of, well, for seconds, they're actually the closest adaptations of things.
Yes.
You see, especially the series ones, like, you know, Full Metal Alchemist, at least the Brotherhood season is very close. But even that has a lot of changes compared to the original, you know, content.
Yeah,
like Dragon Ball Z, you know, where they put all those different extra, what are those things? Put the extra filler episodes. But even when they put, clipped everything down, it still had a lot of changes that were not in the books.
Yeah, like if you do 100% adaptation, you're gonna have basically a big storybook where you're not doing any action until a couple of scenes here or there. Like, there is no comic book that exists that has like nothing but 100% action like you need in a video game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there are some books that are just purely talking.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Yeah, like they'll have a whole 20-page comic of just, or 22-page comic of just talking.
Yeah,
would that be something that you could put into a game?
Yeah, like Manny, remember Wolverine: Enemy of the State, where like the whole storyline was basically Wolverine going around killing all these heroes. Mm-hmm. Even that had a lot of talking, you know.
Yep.
So
and then of course, not to mention, you know, if they when they do adapt it, be, you know, like back in the day, right, they probably couldn't use half the characters in there because some of them were owned, some of them the movie rights or TV rights were all on another company.
Yeah, but so yeah, that's the answer. You can't do it. It's impossible. You cannot make 100% adaptation from one medium to another. It doesn't work. You need to adapt it for the medium.
Can I ask a spinoff question that's not gaming related?
Yeah, but I want to give a shout out to the Coalition TV. I'm pretty sure that's Rich. What's going on, brother?
Oh, yeah. What up, Rich?
Yeah. Go ahead, Carlos.
Has there been a good live action adaptation of the Joker? Not saying that the performance is good, but I'm saying good as in they translated the character from the comics really well.
To be honest, the only one I could think of is Cesar Romero, because he was that Joker of that time. That was pretty close. That's about it. Yeah, that's the only one. Don't get me wrong, Jack Nicholson was cool. So was Heath Ledger, you know. But
Jared Leto.
Well, what about the Joker from the TV show?
Well, he said live action.
Live action.
Because, obviously Mark Hamill, that is Mark the Hamill. Fucking Joker.
No, that's a cartoon. I'm talking about the TV show.
Yeah. I just said Cesar Romero. I just said that.
That's his name? Yes. The guy that was with Adam West?
Yes.
Romero, man.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I don't trust it.
What? My uncle. Crazy. He told me stories.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he's the only live action one that was the closest to it. But again, it was the Joker of his time, you know, the 60s. It was that goofy.
Yeah, the kind of goofy Joker. So that's what he was playing.
He was pretty spot on, yeah. But that's it. That's the only one, Carlos. He's literally the only one.
He didn't say boner crime, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. All right, moving on.
Carlos,
okay. Oh, go ahead.
Yes, I got the joke.
Thanks.
I think the Joker from Gotham, the guy from Shameless, he did a good job.
Oh, a lot of people didn't like that show. I didn't watch it, though.
No, the show wasn't good, but his performance was really good. By the way,
Glorious War asked a second question.
Yeah, he did. And Glorious War, I need you to stick around. Wait, what happened? I just have to throw some salt. I need you to stick around because I kind of don't understand what you're trying to get at with this question. So I'm going to ask it and then you could explain. With rumors going around that PS5 might have complete backwards compatibility with all PlayStation systems, you know, PS1, 2, 3, PSP, PS Vita. That's the rumor. I didn't hear about this rumor yet.
I don't believe it.
Now, here's where I get tripped up. What would you choose if you could pick one from PlayStation history and one from another form video games history like Sega Saturn or Dreamcast? I don't understand that part. Last part of the question.
I mean, he's just, it sounds like he's saying, like, if we're talking about if it's supposedly 100%, you know, backward compatible, right? What games would you choose from the PlayStation history to, you know, to be able to play, and what from other consoles if it was possible? That's all at right. least what I got.
From all right, glorious word to let me know if Manny's right about that, because we can't answer that question. Because I wasn't sure, like, does he mean, like, if they made a ultimate Sega machine that was backwards compatible? Like, I don't know.
That sounded to me, at least to me, it sounded like what game would we want to play that, since it's fully backward compatible from all those other generations, what game would you like to play on your PS5 those generations,
oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah. Glorious War, let me know if that's it.
So it's like, because he brought up the fact, he's like, oh, now that we know that, well, with rumor, if it can play Vita and PS2.
He says if you only pick one. Pick one what? One console or one game? That's what I want to know. We'll let you answer, man.
I'll just answer for everybody. Right. Skate. And that's it.
Skate, I didn't even play that.
We could all play. We could just skate. We could play horse and everybody could fuck up on horse, man. I'm not fucking a horse.
I interpreted the question differently, but maybe, I don't know.
I didn't interpret anything. I'm confused.
He says, pick one PlayStation, one past PlayStation console to have backwards compatibility on, and then pick one non-PlayStation console to have backwards compatibility on.
Okay, he says, if you could only pick one of these to have complete backwards compatibility, one library, what would it be? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're getting it. Interesting. So he's basically saying, out of all the PlayStation systems, which one would you want complete backwards compatibility for?
Two games don't hold up. I tried playing a lot of them and it just looks so bad, so it's like, I'll just
well, it's definitely not gonna be PS1.
Yeah, what about the Vita, baby?
Sorry.
No, I'm gonna say two.
I'm gonna go
three.
With two.
Three. I mean, there are quite a bit of games that I really liked for that, but I would say two was probably the really shiny one. You know,
I might say two because I mean I just recently played the PS3 ones and I played more PS3 games than I did PS2 games. So, yeah, I think I'd
go Vita games aren't part of that PS Now shit, right?
No.
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
But they keep the store open because the both Vita and PSP are, you know, compatible with each other.
But and there's still games that always come out for it, but it's third party stuff. It's never from Sony. So developers, you know, still making shit for it. People still play it. It's just not making big money.
Yeah. Who didn't go? Chris.
So I got to pick one gen, I would say.
Yeah, like which one do you want complete backwards compatibility for PlayStation, PlayStation systems?
I'd say complete PS2 backwards compatibility, mm-hmm. and give me the ability to play Dreamcast.
Ooh.
Yeah. I would take that. Yeah absolutely.
I would take, you know, written on me, man, Sega Saturn, man. I'm going with that.
I'm going with SNES. Yo, man, give us trophies for this. The skills, mate.
Shit, Carlos, you fucked me up right now.
Yeah, saying, man.
Well, there was no rules pasta.
There was none. No rules pasta.
You could have picked a Nintendo console.
Yeah.
I was thinking to disc-based
systems. Yeah, so was I. That was my thing. You know? Yeah, I'm going to go with Saturn because I could play. I kind of do have the entire Super Nintendo library right now. Wink, wink. You know what I'm saying? Chris and Adam, I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's done.
Yo, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Brian, I want full backward compatibility for PS4 because I have a feeling a lot of shit ain't going to work.
Oh.
That's my fear. A lot of shit or developers are going to be like, nah, we'll just keep up with this doing the remasters and all that stuff. You know, that makes us money. That's my fear.
Brian, what do you say, brother?
PS2. Easily. Like, there's no other better gen than the PS2 gen in terms of PlayStations.
Yeah. I can't disagree with that. All right, I think we got everybody right. So we'll move on to Mr. Roman Ronan, another guy who's always active in the chat. Appreciate that, brother.
Yo, yo.
All right, so his question is, can you name some characters you personally like from games you ultimately didn't like? Interesting question. So a character that you liked, but you didn't like at the end, I guess? I guess you liked initially, and then you didn't like later?
I thought
Like a character that you like from a game you didn't like.
Yeah, that's how I understand.
Explain that.
There's a game that you played you didn't like, but you like some of the characters in said game.
No. I'm asking a question. Like, can you name some characters you personally like from game? Oh, characters that you like from a game you didn't like, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's easy for me.
Okay.
Tess from The Last of Us. I thought she was cool. Just acts way too soon, man. The fuck's that about? Possibly Chloe from Uncharted?
Yo, man, spoilers.
Yo, man, you trying to say you don't like Uncharted?
You don't like Uncharted, Brian?
Oh, come on, man. The game is just...
Whoa. Oh, don't trigger glorious one, son!
You must have got us fucking tripping, Brian. This is the pony show, man.
The pony down motherfucker.
It's just as bad as Gears of War. You know, it's just like, you walk in a room, you see lots of chest high covers, like, I wonder what's going to happen here.
Say Naughty Dog ain't worth shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Brian came in with two machine guns, like, boop, 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 boop.
No, I'm sorry, but the game just got like really dull. It's like, oh wow, it's another shootout. Way, well done, developers. You can do the same thing over and over again. I'm so happy about that.
Yeah, hey, I don't disagree with that. But man, Uncharted's got some other shit.
Uncharted's the shit, bro.
The set pieces are second to none, man. But yeah, I mean, I understand what you don't like about the game, but that wasn't enough for me to not say.
But it wasn't a problem back in the day either. Like, I can understand saying that now, like looking back, it's like, yeah, you know, it was kind of rudimentary, but back then that shit was fucking mind blowing, you know.
Hey, but it's Brian, man. You probably played it this year.
Yeah. Oh.
I'd say that the set pieces in Call of Duty were better.
Call of Duty.
It depends on which Call of Duty.
Oh.
Like Modern Warfare. Ones.
Yeah, Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare. Yeah, probably. Oh no, nah, I don't know. Nah.
See,
I don't
think so. See, there you go. Now,
what's because Call of Modern Warfare is one of the best games ever made.
Well, so you guys were saying that it's second to none.
Okay,
there you go.
Oh, yeah, he's taking you seriously, Carlos. This is Brian we're talking about, son.
All right, Brian, you want to get taken
off? Even I didn't say second to none.
Let's get nuts.
Even I didn't say second to none, man. I said they were dope. Shit.
They are second to none because Uncharted 2 is fucking...
Uncharted 2 is almost untouchable, man.
The set pieces in Uncharted 2 are better than Modern Warfare's.
Oh, Brian.
I think Modern Warfare's close, but...
PS3 for life.
Yeah, it is... Yo, man, the fucking building scene.
Excuse me. Yeah, man, that shit was crazy. And the train.
Oh,
no, nah, man.
Oh, the fucking crazy. Train, yo. Yeah, the fucking
see,
train.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, damn, Brian, you're fucking crazy.
I didn't find the train shit like that.
Don't worry, we're editing that part out. Yo, Tony, make it so. Just fucking cut that shit. Yeah. All right, so yeah, next question.
Yo, man, the check bounced, man. The fucking Sony checks bounced. What the hell, Brian? You're ruining everything.
Glorious War says Modern Warfare set pieces are drab. Uh-oh.
How so? I thought they were way more exciting. You know, Modern Warfare 2, at least, I thought it was way more exciting. Again,
by the way, I like the way you say
drab. I would happily play Modern Warfare 2.
He's Australian. He can get away with that shit, you know?
Who's Australia?
Glorious War.
Damn, he's
from, he's from down under.
He's from down under, man.
I come from the
he
land
said,
down
he said
under.
Uncharted 2 was number one. Oh, no, he's talking about the first Modern Warfare, Brian. Modern Warfare 1. He says the set pieces were drab.
No, but even then, there's Modern Warfare 1, Modern Warfare 2, there's Black Ops,
there's like 50 of them already.
There's like 50 of them, man.
Like, that period of like games, I thought they had good set pieces. Like, that's like the one thing I actually liked about those games were the set pieces. He says two is good. Over the top. Yeah, and they were lovely.
Yeah, he said two is
good. That's what I like about all of those type of... that's what I miss. That's what I'm looking forward to. I want that. I want that over the top. Oh, my God. What the, get up, Bob. Get up. You know, and then you're running and jumping around. Oh, I love it. As long as it's not in space. That shit was... I don't want to see that in space. But, man, World War II one, that's fucking, that was awesome. That was a good one.
Cool, man. All right. Did everybody go with this question, Manny?
I don't think I answered it.
Yeah, you did. You said two. Oh, no, we answered that one already.
Good game.
I forgot the question.
Good character, bad game.
Yeah, good character, bad game. There you go.
Good character, bad game.
We went off on a tangent, didn't we? Anyway, go ahead.
That's a hard one. Huh. Yeah, I'm totally blanking on
that. So am I, man.
Yeah, because, like,
usually bad game is just a bad game, you know?
Usually a bad game has a bad, you know, like, you know. I don't know. I can't really. Yeah. Usually, it's a bad all the way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, yeah. Like if I think about a bad character on a good game, there's a lot of those fucking Kratos.
Yeah. But yeah. Oh, Glorious, man, you're triggering Glorious War tonight, man. Fuck.
Oh, I'll say this: Kratos from the first three God of Wars.
Yeah. Oh shit, he says.
You shut your whole mouth.
Yo.
Oh. Wait, you want it? Let's do it.
Oh, he has so much
character. It's a battle.
So much character development.
I feel like I feel like in the first one he had the most.
He did, yeah. Development. And then he just in became the second angry one, man.
Yeah, in the second one, which as much as I like the gameplay of that game, yeah, he just kind of lost everything and just became angry guy.
Yeah. Like part one, he had a lot of character development, man. Like that's the reason that game was so dope. It's like, oh, when you find out about him, like, you know, like halfway through the game, like, oh, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah, you know? And then the other part of gameplay where you essentially have to sort of sacrifice yourself to save your family.
Yeah, man, yourself. That shit was deep. And remember, literally the beginning is him committing suicide. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
I thought he had better character development in the PSP games.
Whoa, well, he did though.
Than two and three, well, like three, like yeah, two and but, three were just fucking yeah. angry men. Like Manny yeah. mentioned, angry men.
He was just saying, yeah, I didn't. Two is my least favorite God of War for that. You know, he had a little more.
And three is a great game.
Yeah, three is fantastic. Yeah, he definitely had way more character development in the PSP games than he did.
Well, the PSP one. Well, they were both. Also, they were the big portions of them is that they were personal sort of stories.
Yeah, man.
One was about his daughter. The first one was about his daughter. The second one was about his brother.
Yeah.
And he got some knocking boots going.
Yeah, you don't do that anymore.
About boy.
Well, that would be weird if he's fucking these chicks in front of his son. Like, hold on, boy. Let me show you how it's done.
Back in the day when people lived in teepees and tents and one-room cabins, come on now. They saw everything.
Yeah, but I'm talking about his little kid and shit. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, I know you're right about that. It's like, what's he doing with mom? He's making her cry again.
It's like, yo, I'm giving you siblings. Shit, we're making this family grow.
Go into the forest, boy.
Ah, man, but bad games with good characters.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
I can't think of one.
Hey, man, the Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
Oh.
There you go. I like them. They're funny.
Yo. Breath of the Wild.
Oh, they're good! Good thing Brett's out here.
Oh, man, if Brett was here, it would have been better, you know? You're like, hey, I like the characters, but the game is bad, you know? Oh, man.
But honestly, the characters are non-existent.
They're non-existent. They don't care, you know? They're just a vehicle.
Wait.
Even though what happened? Now, Brian, you know how I feel about Breath of the Wild. It was overrated.
No, but you said that the characters are, like, not there. Like, they have characters. Like,
well, they're there.
They exist, you know, but that's about it. But that's not fair, though, because you don't play a Zelda game for fucking compelling characters, you know? You don't do that. And by the way, Zelda in that game, man, but dunk-a-dunk, man. I was all about that. All right, where the fuck are we? Tennessee.
GZDR says the flying dog from Last Guardian.
Oh, man. Uh-oh. Jason from Heavy Rain. Jason!
Wait, the kid? The
I think
kid
he. I think he liked the kid, man. Good for you.
But you barely get to see him.
Yeah, right.
Like you get like a couple of things in the house, and then he gets lost.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's get into it. Tennessee Sooner in the house. And again, people, these are the last two questions of the show. If you want us to keep going, ask us some more shit. If not, we're going home. All right. So
we're already home.
Yeah. Right, yeah. We are home, metaphorically speaking.
And not talking about that PlayStation home either.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah. What game story made you? We've answered this one before, but I'll ask the question. What game story made you cry or get emotional? We've answered that before in the past. So we'll omit that one. And, okay, the real last question of the night, unless somebody wants to get in here and ask us some more shit.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't read these. I just copied and pasted them. If PC is the master race, why do consoles still exist and have such a strong market? Ooh. Mr. Sooner. I'm going to go with Brian first on this one.
People just like the ease of use of consoles. That's literally what you and Manny have said. Like, you like the fact that with consoles, it's just hop on, play for a bit, and that's it. You know, it's ease of use.
There's still a little bit of PCs and and computers aren't. No matter how far we get into the future, they still don't become plug and play. There's still a lot of tweaking and still a lot of that stuff. It's almost like, if you think about it, it's hardcore PC, people are a lot like car enthusiasts, like the ones that really like to tune up their cars and do all that sort of stuff. Yes, there are cars that, that exist that are really great for that. And then there's the Jetta, you can just drive your Jetta and then that's it. Or you can buy one of those little smart cars and
the Honda Civic.
Yeah, or Honda Civic or anything like that. So, you have the easy car and then, the easy car that just gets you to one place or another. And then you have your car where you just tune the hell out of it. And that's what the PC world is, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Good.
They kind of cater to different audiences, really, even though there's a lot of crossover between both. Yeah, they kind of serve different purposes, really, for people.
Yeah, and then you have those guys who buy the really expensive car and think that they're a race car driver, and that's the same thing in the PC world. You go in and somebody went and spent a bunch of money on buying an Alienware, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I'm the greatest." spent money on a crazy expensive pre-built computer, and then everybody laughs at them because they're like, "Well, you didn't build that shit. You just got some other guys to do it."
Yeah, Brian, stop pretending.
Uh-oh.
It's damn, power
Brian's of what, man? Fuck.
Brian's like,
Brian. I want custom builds. I build that shit from ground up,
motherfucker.
Uh-oh.
Then I 3 days make sure that the clothes match. Yeah, that level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
black and red, so it's fine.
That's just the world that it sort of come from. And obviously, people, and just like with race cars, people have really fast cars. They obviously think they're going to be better than the guy, the person that's just driving to home and work, because they have a better, they have a better car and they put a lot of work and money into it. Just like with a PC.
By the way, Brian, I see you, Brian. I see you getting on.
Brian is literally driving a race car that he built. So, obviously, he's gonna be like, yeah, that's my shit's better than yours, because he really put the time into it.
And it is, like, I was just playing Warframe like 100 frames per second.
See, look, right? None of us on our measly little consoles that just sit on our, we can never really reach that. Even no matter how much fucking PlayStation or Microsoft like to blow smoke up everybody's ass. It's like, oh yeah, it's gonna be 4K and 128. Bullshit. The new ones aren't gonna do that.
Yo man, give me 1080p with 60 frames at least.
Yeah, at least.
Give me that. Can we at least have every single game? That's the thing that they should be saying. Can we at least get every game in the next generation to at least be able to run 1080p and 60? Obviously, even the current consoles right now are having trouble even achieving that.
Yeah. Again, like you guys said, it's the ease of use. Like, for example, like when I was playing Gears 4, I was playing that shit out, like, because I did play that on PC. Like, it was boasting right now, dick measuring. I was playing that shit 144 frames a second, mm-hmm. That shit was crazy, but I still had to go through all this shit just to get it to, I mean, but obviously I can't see 144 frames on my TV. I have to play it on my monitor, but it's the ease of use. Like, I'd rather just play it on my TV than on my PC, even though my PC murders my PS4 easily, you know, but it's just easy to use. By the way, Brian, man, who's got the more baller PC out of me and you? Because I think my shit might be better than yours.
I don't know what CPU you're running, so I can't say.
Yeah, because my graphics card is a GTX 1080.
No. Look,
it also comes down to calibration too.
Yeah.
So you can have the best of the best. If you don't have it properly calibrated, you're not getting the same experience.
Let's do spec.
No, man, go spec your computer, son.
Let's do spec wars, man.
Let's do spec wars. Spec.
Who has the oldest PC? A whole bunch of Hispanics do spec wars.
Yo, Carlos doing this shit.
Yo, let's even those of us who don't even have that great of a computer, I'm gonna do mine too. Fuck, where do I look?
Go to task manager. Do you guys know how to get to task manager?
Let's do this. Who has the most baller PC on fucking Throwdown, man?
And then there's gonna be a tab called performance.
Performance.
Right, I'm in the details. Task manager.
There we go. Performance.
I'm in the performance.
Got you.
Yeah, we go.
And there's like CPU, memory, and stuff. Yeah. And you, when you click on each one, it'll tell you what you have.
Yeah.
So let's start with CPU.
All right. For me, 4.16, but it's changing a little bit.
4.16.
Well, it's moving. You know.
Yeah, so. But it's 4.16 generally.
On the right of that, it'll tell you like. What brand? Maybe this is a Windows 10.
Oh yeah, Intel.
It's a Windows 10. He should say.
Yeah, Intel Core 1i7 4790K CPU at 4.00 gigahertz.
Oh, so I think I win that one.
All right, so you got a baller one.
I have the i7 6700K at 4.0.
So what I have is an Intel Intel R Core TMI5. -4430 CPU at 3. Probably have the weakest computer in this room.
Yeah. All right, Chris, your turn.
Oh, wait, where did you go to see this?
go to task manager and then go to performance.
Yeah, I just see a bunch of graphs.
On the top right corner, you can see it.
On the top right corner, you see it.
CPU, you see it.
I guess Windows 7 doesn't show it to you.
You're on 7 still?
Damn.
Wow, okay. So, dude, go the other way. You know the other way. Was it right click on my computer? And you can do it that way, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yo, Brett, what are you running?
Oh, shit. Brett's showing up, and we're about to leave this shit.
Yeah, sorry. I figured I'd pop it for the tail of the show.
It's all good. Right now, we're just dick measuring our CPUs and shit.
Yeah,
My stuff's
and it wasn't
old.
My idea. Yeah. In case you wasn't, Brett, it was not my idea.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of Brian, what is it?
Yeah, Brian, what you got?
I'm running a Ryzen 1700X. Yeah, I don't deal with AMD. With
damn. Yeah, because I'm like, what the fuck?
They own too much of the market space, and I'm not for that. Not be bullshit. You know? Yeah. Always vote.
I could respect that, Brian. That's one of the reasons I don't buy Apple products. I'm like, no, fuck you guys.
So the quick way to also see a thing is also if you go into, you know, click on my computer, go to right click it, go to properties, and then you should be able to see all of your stuff there.
Yeah, I see it here. Yeah. I have a Core i7-960 at 3.2 gigahertz.
Damn, you got i7?
I
got
yes. Yeah, but it's a few generations behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's is a i7-3770, 3.4 gigahertz.
So I don't know if I win against Brian.
I think you do. Actually, wait, hold on. What is Brett rocking, though, man?
For
your CPU.
What?
For your CPU.
Yeah.
Your processor.
Mine still has the original Sandy Bridges i7.
Oh, that's like the second iteration of the i7. So you know.
Yeah.
I still have the weakest computer in the room.
Yeah. So who has the most baller CPU then?
I think it's between me and Brian, but I can't tell.
Man, my computer runs Excel spreadsheets like nobody's business. For all
y'all bitches. So I'm lagging behind you and Brian, right, Carlos? I'm behind you.
Yeah.
What is yours?
Mine's is an i7-4790K at 4 gigahertz.
Yeah, you beat me. I'm rocking 3.2.
All right, so it's Brian, Carlos, or Carlos, Brian?
I don't know.
All right,
so Brian, do you know?
What's the gigahertz?
I don't know.
Yeah, all right, so you guys are...
Yeah,
you're
but what about the video card? Your GPU?
Oh, no, yeah, we're going to get to that.
We'll get to that.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about... Should we go down to memory next?
I mean, I'm going to go into... Aren't we going to go to memory, the RAM?
Should we go to memory next?
Yeah.
Mine's 16 gigs.
I'm 12 gigabytes.
Of DDR3.
Yeah, mine is DDR3 as well.
Yeah,
16. I have 32 DDR4.
Ooh, damn, baller, son.
All
right, Brian.
Why do you need 30? Why do you need that much RAM for, Carlos? Like,
he doesn't want to forget.
So it's for all the taps.
Editing, like, man. Jag on, man.
He's hacking the Matrix, man.
Yo, man, I'm the architect.
Obviously,
yeah, the Matrix. Yeah, I got 16 of DDR4 because that makes sense. 32, like, who needs 32? Like,
I'm using 13.9 right now. Man.
What are you doing? Question.
I'm watching.
What's running? Yeah, what do you have running right now?
I'm folding at home right now.
I'm
watching.
How many tables do you have open?
I'll tell you what I'm running. I'm watching a baseball game right now. I have Discord. I have like 100 Chrome tabs. I have Spotify. I have another browser. I have a virtual machine, Notepad. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And I closed a lot of stuff before we started.
Damn, you crazy, Brett? What you got?
Are you so crazy?
Yeah. Brett, what you got for memory?
16 gigs DDR3.
Nice. Okay. So you and I got the same.
Pretty
shit.
Pretty good.
Chris, what you got for memory?
I have 24 gigs of DDR3. I just maxed out the board.
Nice.
I got a chance.
Adam, what you got?
The 16 DDR3.
All right. So most of us seem to have that thing.
I should upgrade my RAM. I'm only running 12.
Damn. All right.
That's weird that you even had 12. Usually they go with like 8, 16, 32. Like, how did you?
I think I might have upgraded it at some point because it's
because you got to do them in pairs.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm running an HP from from like maybe 2010 or 20, you know, something.
I thought you were going to say 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Damn, Manny.
Maybe from 2012. I think, 2012, I bought this new computer. So,
should we go to CPU or do we care about Ethernet?
Not just GPU.
No. All right, GPU. So GPU, I got the NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1080.
What's the basic specs on that?
Where do I see that?
It's got the 20,000 CUDA code.
God,
you should be able to see that if you have a NVIDIA experience.
Just Google the name of it, and
it'll show you. Also,
I mean, but just by the names, we'll know which one's better.
Yeah,
maybe true. Brian's will be
yeah,
different.
Brian, but Brian has a what you
no,
call
I'm
it?
The so, same thing as Tony.
Oh, really?
I have the 1080 Ti.
Oh, baller!
Carlos just wins.
Yeah. What about you, Brett?
I've got the AMD Radeon Sapphire R9 290.
Oh, that's way behind. Yeah. So that's behind Tony.
That was a great graphics card in 2014.
Yeah.
2015. I mean, it's still the halls what I needed to. It's got 4 gigs of DDR5. So
yeah. Man, I remember when I bought this fucking graphics card, it cost me $700, right? I was feeling good, and literally like 6 months, I'm like, fuck, this shit sucks now. You know?
Mine still apparently goes for like $300.
Damn. Chris, what you got, man?
I have a 1050.
That's
not bad.
I got it on sale. Like, yeah, it was, I think maybe it was like Micro Center or something. It was dirt cheap.
Nice.
Whoa. I just had a thought. I'm not trying to derail, but so my graphics card, which is behind the times, we'd say, right? It was released in 2013, right?
Yeah.
4 gigs DDR5, still runs $310, still runs just the graphics card from 2013.
Oh, more than Brett, a system. That's inflation. All these graphics cards are going higher than they should.
Dude, I know that, but that's still a problem. Like, I wonder if we can turn this into cost versus power analysis versus the new consoles.
Brett, you realize 2013 was also the year the new consoles came out, right? And your shit is still beating them. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, it is, for all the questions that we have, like, how easy would it be to build a PC? And, like, I know we've covered this, but that really shows that PC components are holding their value, and consoles are kind of fucking dirt cheap for what they are. I mean, this still beats the brakes off of what a console will do, but if people are willing to pay $310 for a GPU from 2013, how much would they be willing to pay for a next-gen system?
Well, would they be willing to pay? Because, again, it's overpriced, you know, because all that inflation.
Dude, the market determines what's priced and what's overpriced.
Not in this case.
Yeah.
Because Sony and Microsoft have deals with AMD. They don't get inflated prices for their video cards because they're not the ones. Sony and Microsoft aren't reselling them. If they were reselling them, they could inflate the prices like everyone else is. But they get them straight from the manufacturer themselves.
I know. I'm saying, like, if they come out with a $500 system and everybody starts bitching, what are they going to do? Go build a PC for cheaper?
Yeah. I don't think people will bitch for $500.
No, they probably don't.
Not a significant amount of people where it won't be successful.
Yeah. Did everybody? Oh, Manny, what's your GPU?
My GPU is. Let's see. My GPU is NVIDIA GeForce GTX 960.
Oh, man. Isn't that the shit I gave you?
That's the shit you gave me, man. That's the one that you were like, where you got pissed off that that it wasn't strong enough. So you're just like, here, take this. And then
yeah.
You bought it.
Yeah, because I got the 1080. I'm like, man, what is this bullshit?
Mm-hmm. No. By the way,
yeah, go ahead.
In the chat, Nate Beats is all.
Nate, what you got, brother? I mean,
he has an 8600K at 5.2 gigahertz, 32 gigs of RAM. I'm assuming it's DDR4 and a 1080 Ti. So he has pretty much everything I have except the way better CPU than I do.
Jeez, I need to upgrade the drivers on this thing though. I'm looking at it. It's like,
Adam, what was your GPU again?
It was the same thing. It was the GeForce 960, NVIDIA GeForce 960.
All right.
I think mine's had the 4 gig DDR5 RAM.
It's a gen behind Tony's and
it was the overclocked one.
Chris and Brian's.
But I bought mine when it first came out, and then that's when I walked away from PC gaming. After that, I was like, and I haven't gone back really.
Yeah. All right. So who wins who wins here on Throwdown? Who has the most baller PC out of all of us?
Me.
Carlos. Yeah. Now, okay. That's a PC gaming setup. Who has the best console setup?
Yo, man, my PS4 Pro runs at
yeah, right.
My Pro got
what kind of TV you got, Carlos? What kind of TV you got?
But wait, it's got to go with what's connected then.
Which one?
Oh yeah, my shit is eight dirt.
Yeah, I have 8 terabytes connected to my shit.
You have eight terabytes of.
I have
hard drive space.
Hard drive space.
Nice. Anybody got an SSD?
I have 20.
I have the two terabyte internal.
Yeah, I got that. I got that too.
Yeah, I got two SSDs. One is the one that's the chip that's connected directly to the motherboard.
Yeah. Ooh. M2?
Mm-hmm. If you know about those M2 speeds, then you know that it's lightning quick. It takes like 2 seconds to boot up. Like, it takes longer for me to walk to the door, turn on the light, and sit down than it does to boot up. Terrifying.
Damn.
But yours is a regular, not a pro, right?
Oh, sorry?
Yours isn't a pro, is it?
I thought you guys.
Oh, he's talking about the PC.
Right. Oh, you guys. Yeah, you guys are saying that who has the best console setup? I have a PC, so I win.
Oh shit! Oh man.
I'm still assuming Brad is confused about why Brian's saying.
No, I got it. Still not the same thing, Brian. You know it's not.
Can we just give the win to Brett because he probably has the most baller TV? Actually, what's the most baller TV, Brett or Carlos?
I have the 4K OLED LG.
What about you, Brett?
Yeah. I got the Q70 Ultra 4K Samsung, 75-inch.
Like, yo, man, that shit is so real. When I look at the ocean, I want to swim in it, man.
It depends on what technology you prefer.
If he's watching the ring, she could really crawl out and just like, oh, I'm here.
But okay, so I got that hooked up to my PS4 Pro, but I don't have an SSD hooked up to my PS4 Pro. But I do have a PSVR, so I got a 75-inch.
That must look really bad because of the VR. I mean, they just. But then again, no, it doesn't even fucking matter because you're using the screen of the VR headset. You're not using the TV.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying the setup.
I have three PS4s.
Are they hooked together to connect an ultimate PS4?
Yeah, they're connected in series to give me maximum ultimate power.
That's a computation.
This is Brett. Just think about this. This is a fully functional Death Star.
Damn. That's no moan.
No, it's not.
Oh, man. That's no moon.
That's no moon.
Man, fucking Star Wars used to be great, man. Fuck.
Yeah, what happened, you know?
What happened?
Did you guys see that CNET article?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they said, like, the prequels are better than the new movies. I kind of have to agree.
I was like, that ain't woke, man. You can't say that.
Yeah. I don't care if the trilogy is not finished. You know? Oh, man.
Oh, man. The next movie could be the illest thing ever, man.
It could be. It probably won't be. Let's just be honest. I think we're done here, people. No more questions.
Yeah, nobody got any more questions.
Yeah, that's it.
By the way, no, no. We're not done.
Oh,
I win everything because I got an Xbox One X.
Oh,
that shit is better than anybody's.
Yo, when is that shit coming out?
What? The Xbox One X.
Yeah, when is that coming out?
It came out last year. What are you talking about?
2 years ago.
Yeah,
you don't get it, Murphy.
Oh, I
nobody
didn't get
bought
it,
this shit because they, there you go. So then it's like, oh, wait, come on.
Okay.
I get it. The edit this part out.
Wedding.
Spider-Man looks way better on his Xbox.
Oh, yeah, right? Oh, shit, yeah. Enjoy watching those movies on your console, bro.
Yo, man, I just watched The Shining in 4K.
Because you're watching more movies on that shit than actually playing games on it. Oh!
Hey, man, at least the butter movies.
You know, there you go, man. Yeah, I wasn't dissing you. I was dissing the console.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't got no fucking games on. Two
sucked. We could talk about that shit.
Now we're not talking about that. We're done here. Where the fuck are we going? All right, so we're done. Thank you for watching and listening. Leave us the questions in the Throwdown Discord server, and we'll ask them on next week's show. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and the Facebooks at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace.
Everyone's here, man.
Yeah,
Brett,
I know.
Brett Murdoch.
I was here briefly with Deuces.
Adam Vale.
Have a good week, everybody.
And Brian Monjoma.
Unfortunately, I don't have a smart app.
Oh, well, these things happen, man. Can't win them all. Can't win them all. That one you had from Thursday got us covered for 2 weeks, man. So
but as PC, you know? Don't do winning this, bro.
Yeah, tell your PC to do the outros, bro. Damn, glorious wars like that, man. It's fucking crazy. All right, man, we'll see you on Thursday. Peace out.
Later, guys.
See everybody.
Peace.